Many Harare residents, like Tenjiwe Chuma, say they are unhappy with the manner in which the former ZANU-PF stalwart was expelled from the ruling party. Chuma says the ZANU-PF Politburo's decision to expel Mrs. Mujuru without affording her an opportunity to defend herself was undemocratic.
The issue of Joyce Mujuru, of course, it is an in-house issue. We really do not have to meddle about it. But from the issue, from the perspective of women empowerment, it is actually a development that contradicts to what the rest of the world is actually advocating for. It is also said to note that Joyce Mujuru was expelled from ZANU-PF without actually giving her a chance to appear before a disciplinary hearing, so that she also says her side of the story. Because as it is, what we see is just the Politburo expelling Joyce Mujuru, leveling allegations against her that they said they are 10 but not limited to that number.
Peter Duve of Mfakose High Density Suburb in Harare echoes the same sentiments, noting that ZANU-PF's decision to expel Mrs. Mujuru was not well thought out by the party, which has been in power since independence from British rule in 1980.
Actually, for me, it's not a big deal. What I see is that they were caught out. They don't seem to have had any strategic thinking or any strategic planning in terms of wresting power from Mugabe.
And Mavuku resident Patson Kadenge believes that the former vice president's expulsion was a ploy by the ruling party to divert the attention of the majority from pressing economic issues. He adds that allegations that Mrs. Mujuru plotted to assassinate President Robert Mugabe appear to be far-fetched. Kadenge says Mrs. Mujuru should have been arrested by now if she was pushing for Mr. Mugabe's ouster.
I actually think that it's a diversion from the economic situation, because I think it's really not about Mujuru, but what they want is for us to divert attention from the problems that we are suffering as Zimbabweans. And we put our attention to what? To the expulsion of Mujuru. Because obviously if she had the crimes, she committed the crimes that had been said, she should be arrested. But the fact that she's still outside, she's not arrested, means there's nothing. The accusations are baseless.
Those allegations surfaced in the run-up to the ZANU-PF Congress held last December, when Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, went on a whirlwind tour of various provinces and denounced Mrs. Mujuru, claiming that she was also corrupt and working with the West to promote a regime change agenda. Mrs. Mujuru and some of her colleagues, who were dumped before the Congress, dismissed the allegations as misleading and calculated at unseating them from strategic party and national political positions. Kadenge, who claims to be one of the supporters of the former vice president, says she should end her silence and come back to mainstream politics and do what her sympathizers are expecting her to do.
Probably, if it's possible, we would rather have Mai Mujuru back, because we support her and we want her. That's why we voted for her and we've always been behind her. Because if anything, this is going to destroy ZANU-PF. So I think what they need to do is probably work it out. And if she can go to join the MDC, it could be even better.
Edgar Gweshe of Chitungwiza argues that the dismissal of the former vice president confirms a split in the party.
Well, I think it just confirms that ZANU-PF is virtually split into two, and I think you are aware of the formation of this new party that is being led by disgruntled party heavyweights, former party heavyweights, here to say. And also this expulsion, I think it confirms the sentiments from critics that politics has taken precedence over the need to revive the economy, because if you look at it really, it shows that ZANU-PF is mostly concentrating on the need on maybe power struggles at the expense of the economy. So this expulsion, I think, it's something that we really expected, even though it wasn't made formal, but it's something that we could see coming. And also maybe it tells us that no politics has taken precedence over the economy, which is very unfortunate for Zimbabweans.
At the same time, Jeffrey Moyo of Harare's Eastleigh suburb says ZANU-PF destroyed itself when it decided to expel Mrs. Mujuru.
Well, the firing of Amai Mjuru from the ruling ZANU-PF party is an indication that the ZANU-PF party is a revolutionary party that is now consuming its own children. It's now heading for doom, it's heading for total demise, and it has no choice. And the leadership that is remaining in ZANU-PF is afraid of the challenge that Amai Mjuru poses as a potential leader of this country. They are afraid that if they may reach 2018 with Amai Mjuru as a member of ZANU-PF, she may pose a threat to the people like Mnangagwa, who now think they are now anointed successors to the aged leader, President Robert Mugabe.
Chuma adds that the expulsion of Mrs. Mujuru from both ZANU-PF and government, where she was number two to President Mugabe, is a major step backwards in promoting women empowerment.
It is also a sad development, given that the Agenda 2063 of the African Union speaks to women empowerment economically, and as it is, we see that ZANU-PF is expelling a woman at such a time whereby everyone else in the world is advocating for women empowerment. It is actually a very sad development that shows that ZANU-PF and its cronies, they are not sincere to what they preach. They are just not sincere. Joyce Mujuru was a role model to almost everyone across the political divide. She was the vice president of the country, and she was the vice president of ZANU-PF, but above all, she was a woman. And she was one person that a lot of women looked up to. They envied her and said that at some point they wanted to get to her point. But after this victimization and her expulsion, a lot of women also suffer in the process, because there are other women who can rise up because though they've seen someone. But at this rate, I think ZANU-PF's agenda is also to make sure that women are not empowered and they've got chauvinistic ideas, in my view.
Political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya, who heads the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, says Mrs. Mujuru can cause headaches for ZANU-PF ahead of the 2018 national elections.
One, it signifies the callousness of the political cabal led by President Mugabe in the manner in which they treat former liberation fighters, those who struggled for independence. People of unquestionable liberation credentials cannot be treated like this. And secondly, what ZANU has done by firing an ex-vice president of the party, an ex-vice president of the republic, and a person who resides in Mashonaland, which the three provinces of Mashonaland, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, and Mashonaland West, determines or is the founding of the ZANU-PF social base. So what it means is that in an election which is free and fair, where Mujuru and the likes of Tsvangirai come together to fight an election which is free and fair against ZANU, there is no way on earth the regime of President Mugabe, under whoever, be it Mugabe, Mnangagwa, or whoever, can defeat that kind of front. So it may determine the political future of ZANU if the elections were to be held in a free, fair, democratic environment. A combination of Mujuru, given the base that she contains in Mashonaland, and Tsvangirai, the likes of Biti, Welsh Mengwe, Mavambu, if they are interested in the political redemption of this country, this is the time to put a spirited front against President Mugabe. It may see the end of ZANU if this opposition against Mugabe get united.
Following her expulsion from ZANU-PF last week, Mrs. Mujuru has largely remained silent. She only reacted through a WhatsApp status update that reads, and I quote, "I will no longer allow the negative things in my life to spoil all of the good things I have done. I choose to be happy." Close quote. Despite the criticism in the manner in which Mrs. Mujuru was expelled from ZANU-PF, the party's national spokesperson, Simon Kayamoyo, told Studio 7 by phone that the former vice president's dismissal was above board. Kayamoyo refused to take further questions, saying he was in a meeting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.